The complaint against Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin stems from a June 2016 accusation from a female staffer who said the Republican from Rensselaer County made lewd comments to her and asked to see nude photos. McLaughlin is also accused of releasing the name of the staff member, then lying about it. The initial investigation was conducted in the summer of 2016, where members of the committee, along with an outside law firm hired by the Assembly, interviewed 10 witnesses and looked at texts and emails. The bipartisan ethics committee deadlocked over whether there was enough evidence to show that McLaughlin had violated the Assembly rules against sexual harassment. But the committee members unanimously agreed that McLaughlin should undergo an additional 2 to 3 hours of sensitivity training. 1 year later, in June of 2017, they wrote McLaughlin a letter telling him that if he underwent the training and did not retaliate against the staff member, they would consider the matter resolved. The committee said in their letter that they did not believe the matter should be made public. All was quiet until Monday, when Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie wrote a letter saying the committee reopened the case after hearing accusations that McLaughlin had been spreading around the name of the female staffer who had made the complaint. On Wednesday, Hastie wrote that the committee had revised its initial ruling and directed that McLaughlin receive a letter of admonition, saying he violated the chamber's policies against sexual harassment and that he stop publicly naming his accuser. The assemblyman will also no longer be allowed to have interns in his office. In an interview, McLaughlin denies the charges. He says it was the ethics committee itself that illegally leaked the name of his accuser.
We pointed that out to them. I think that ticked them off. So now they come back at me a different way, even though I have no finding of a violation of sexual harassment, which is very difficult to do. No finding of harassment. They come back and say, well, you retaliated because you leaked the name. I never did that. I did not leak the name.
McLaughlin has been an outspoken critic of Governor Andrew Cuomo and other state Democrats, as well as members of his own Assembly Republican Conference. He questions the timing of the announcement just after his election to a new post as Rensselaer County Executive, and he calls it a political hit job.
I've continuously pointed out the corruption, the dysfunction, what's going on down there. So there's no doubt I put a target on my back. I also have no doubt that the Assembly majority would, and the governor would love to see me out of that building. So maybe they sat on it and waited till I won the county executive race and said, let's just give them a shot going out the door. Maybe that was their motivation. We'd love to get them out of here. Let's give them a shot now. Because I don't know, but I'm speculating. I have no idea.
McLaughlin's asked the Albany County DA to investigate, saying his civil rights were violated because the ethics committee unlawfully tried to ruin his reputation. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says the case raises a number of questions, including why the investigation took so long. And she says it illustrates the inherent flaws in an ethics review that is controlled by the lawmakers themselves.
Unfortunately, incumbency tends to be a bit of a tribe, and there is a tendency for members of the legislature to want to protect other members of the legislature. So we have an expensive system that's been set up, and I think we still have to work further to get it to work correctly.
No one in the Assembly would agree to an on-the-record interview, but the chair of the Assembly Ethics Committee, Arabella Simatas, issued a statement saying the Assembly has zero tolerance for sexual harassment, discrimination, or retaliation, and that the documents released today speak for themselves. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.